When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hi, Simone.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I love your show.
Oh, well, hey, thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for allowing us to talk to you. Just kind of explain to everyone what you messaged us about.
Okay, so here's the deal. I've been dating a divorced man who is more than 20 years older than me. It's been for about 3 months.
Okay.
And I really like him, like, a lot, and I'm meeting some of his friends and his teenage daughter later this week, and I'm just really nervous about meeting his daughter, mainly because, like, I'm closer to her age than to his age. And,
oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, and so he said that she can be very protective of him, and
right.
So I'm just curious, like, do you guys have any advice on how to make sure I don't screw this up, basically. I just wanted to know, like, I want her to know that I'm not using her dad for, like, anything, and that I genuinely care about him, and
mm-hmm.
I really, really do. So I'm just really afraid that if, like, this doesn't go well, it's going to make having a future with her dad hard, and it's just going to, like, go down the toilet. So
right.
Can you guys help me?
Yikes.
Well, I mean, Simone, like, that's a tough position to be in because, you know, I mean, you're a female, you know, like, how it was as a teenager. And I don't know if you come from, you know, a home where your parents were divorced or not, but I remember when I was a teenager and my parents got a divorce, and I even meeting my stepmom to be for the first time was like it was rocky, you know, because she wasn't mom. I think you're gonna definitely experience a little bit of that, but I mean, you know, the good news is we do have a lot of people chiming in already, and that's why we do this, you know. That's why we want to get you on the phone, and, you know, our listeners will give you at least some ideas on how to move forward.
But
you know, I think especially let's not try to be like her mom.
That
for sure, that's good advice. I'll take that. Yes.
Trying to mother her might not go off well, but then at the same time trying to be like her peer is probably not going to be the best method either. There's probably like a line between that. But so it's this weekend, yeah?
Yeah. So any tips?
All right.
Any tips? I'm open.
That's a tough one. I feel like you just have to let her take the lead on all of that. And I don't know. This is so out of my wheelhouse.
Well, like I said, I mean, this is why we've got a bunch of smart listeners. So Simone, hang tight, and we'll try to get you at least some guidance. And then, if you could, like, follow up with us, let us know how it all went and everything. And we're kind of invested now, so.
I will. Well, I really appreciate it, and thanks to the listeners for your help.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for chatting with us.
Yeah, Audrey is saying, just be yourself. Don't force too much. I want to be your friend on her. Don't be overly affectionate with dad, as in more than you typically would. Don't overdress. Be genuine with your questions. Since you're closer in age to her, try to stick to topics that you both can relate to, and good luck.
I don't think we need to hear from people that are condemning her dating a guy who's 20 years older than she
is. Already chiming in on Facebook.
I'm just saying, let's focus on her issue.
And how we navigate it.
Yeah, and not the fact that she's dating a dude who's 20 years older, because it happens, you know?
Exactly.
And that's not why we're talking to her, and that's not why she came to us, so.
And, you know, Lisa said, too, dad needs to have a conversation with his daughter prior to them meeting.
Yeah.
He just springs the age difference on her. Like, we're assuming dad has informed the daughter that his girlfriend is a little younger. And so if he just, you know, surprises her with that, that might not go well. So dad has got to play an important role in setting the stage for the meeting.
That's a good point. So, listen, I think if you've got an experience with this, like meeting, like, you know, a difference in age, and you're seeing a person, you're meeting their almost grown children for the first time, or, you know, if you're later in life and, you know, you're getting into a relationship later in life. I think those experiences would probably help here.
Yeah, Lisa does think that this weekend might be too soon for this kind of meeting, because she said 3 months. They've been dating for 3 months.
Right, but. Right, exactly. 502-571-9970. Would love to hear your experience with that. So we'll get to those and more of your comments coming up. So we heard from Simone. Simone has a boyfriend who is 20 years older than she is, meeting some of his friends and his daughter, more importantly, coming up this weekend. Of course, his daughter is closer in age to her than to his age, than she is to his age. So she's kind of not wanting to screw this meeting up, because she understands, yo, this is important.
Yes, this could be a big deal. Jean said dad needs to fill daughter in on everything. We need to make sure that, you know, daughter is fully prepared. And then the daughter should honestly be the one figuring out and deciding when she wants to meet her. Mm. You know, which is a really good point. And then Stella said, my stepmom and my older sister are only 7 years apart. Her and my dad are 22 years, difference in age. Started dating when my sister was in high school, and it's been great. I'm now in my late 40s. My sister's in her 50s, so they obviously were successful. She wasn't our mom. She wasn't our friend. She was a caring adult who now later in life is one of our closest friends.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, be yourself, be real, don't try too hard. The daughter may have a hard time with dad dating, you know, just in general, nothing to do with the age difference, so don't make it just about that. And the daughter, you know, could understand dating's going to happen. It's just going to be getting to know the family and seeing if it's a right fit for everyone.
Now, I know that this is not necessarily uncommon, especially with blended families and all that stuff. Now, Hannah, this same thing happened to you?
I actually went through the exact same situation from Root Therapy.
Oh, okay. So, like, your boyfriend was a bit older than you, and you met his daughter for the first time.
Or was it your dad?
No, it was now he's my husband. Now my stepkid.
Okay.
Yes, so he was, 35 whenever we met, and I was 23.
Okay, so there was a bit of an age gap.
Yes, and then his kids, he had kids young, and so they were, 14 and 12.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so yeah, walk us through your relationship with his kids and meeting them for the first time, and maybe some tips that you took could help Simone.
Yeah, so like I think somebody else commented, make sure that the dad definitely lets them know ahead of time, like, hey, this lady's kind of young for me. But,
okay.
Yeah, so they knew going into it, she's closer to us than she is to him.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew that going into it, but how I did it was don't necessarily try to be their friend, but definitely don't try to be their mom.
Yeah.
Just get to know them as individuals who happen to be related to the guy you're dating.
Okay, now was their mother in the picture at all as a co-parent or anything?
Yes, yeah, we have a great relationship. She was kind of hesitant about me, but it was so funny. Like, he dated a lot of girls, but he would never, like, bring them to meet the kids.
Uh-huh.
And so the fact that he was like, hey, you can meet this one, it was kind of like, oh, okay.
This one's real.
This one might be work out, yeah.
Yeah, now that because that's one thing we did not ask Simone, if there is, like, the ex-wife in the picture at all.
Right. Is that situation sticky or not?
Yeah.
Because that can be a whole issue, too. So.
Well, Hannah, thank you for sharing your experience. I think it sounds like, obviously, you guys are married now. Things are good.
Yeah, yes, everything worked out.
Good. Well, cool. Okay, Hannah, appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, guys.
All right.
And Catherine is chiming in, too, saying that they need to make clear to the daughter they respect her and her thoughts and feelings and establish an open line of communication between the couple and the daughter. That way she can feel important and respected. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to talk to them if she becomes uncomfortable with the situation.
Mm. Okay. Well, good luck. Hey, you know what? It can be exciting. It can be nerve-wracking. And you know what? His daughter's probably nervous to meet you, too.
Yes.
And your boyfriend's probably nervous to put you guys together.
Absolutely. It's a nerve-wracking situation for everybody involved. And I think that's why the biggest point I think everyone's making is make sure dad is fully preparing daughter for the meeting and that she feels comfortable at this point meeting her. And you know, let it just, again, be yourself. Don't try to be your mom. Don't try to be the friend. Just try to be, I think it was a really good suggestion, be a caring adult and just, you know, communicate that you genuinely really care about her dad and therefore care about her.
Yeah. I mean, don't walk into it being like, hey, so, you know, you want to play Minecraft later? And
yeah, don't do that. And don't say, you can call me mom if you want.
You can call me mom. Oh, my gosh. I want to be like your cool mom.
Yeah, no,
let's not do that.
Don't do that.
All right. Well, hey, good luck, Simone. Keep us posted on that on 99.7 DJX. That's group therapy.